All right, we're back. Good morning. 9:21. Got the clouds, 70 degrees, and time to talk. Wilkin and Traverse County Veteran Services, Jeremy in house here. And you're going to be a regular. I got to put you on the payroll.
Yeah. I can't wait to have my name like on a billboard. And
there we go. Yeah, we'll get you some marketing going.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Thanks for stopping in. I appreciate that. I always like to know what you guys are up to at Veteran Services. What's happening? I'll let you take the lead here.
So I think I was here a couple of weeks ago, and I think then I kind of talked about we were looking at getting an expo for both Wilkin and Richland County. Since then, I have reached out with Mary Vetter last week, and we went over to St. Francis, talked to a few physicians there about having them come out and providing potentially some mental health therapy for veterans in the area. And those that aren't just very comfortable with going to the VA, that's going to be an option, we hope, for veterans soon. Of course, it's all preliminary now, so
right. It's
a work in progress. But until it's solidified, I don't want to get too carried away with that. But it's definitely one conversation we had. As far as the expo, looks like we are looking at November 7th between 2 and 6. I'll have a few more details as time goes by where it's going to be. I do believe it's going to be Watt, but I don't want to get too carried away with the location just yet. So that's going to be a great time for veterans to come in. We're hoping to get a lot of vendors, especially from the VA, and then even local, anybody that's able to provide any help for veterans either in need or if they have more questions maybe about their benefits, including health or disability. We hope to have some representatives from the VA to provide any guidance for veterans. So if you're a veteran, if you're listening to this, just try to glue that to your brain, and until I get more information, that is something coming. But all the black and white will be out there soon for everybody to know and hear about.
Jeremy, where did the idea come from? I mean, are you taking this? Are there other veterans groups doing expos like this?
I believe so. And I do think that this is something that Mary in Richland County has piloted prior to. And I think this is something that I just thought that, like, well, this would be a great time for Wilkin County to be involved with that as well. And, you know, we're all together on this. So Mary's been a great asset. And she's, ever since I've been here in February, she's just been a book of knowledge. And I can't wait to continue our relationship. It's definitely something I didn't start. I don't want to take credit for it, but I definitely want to keep it going. And I know there's a lot of veterans out there that either they feel like they want to do it on their own, but please don't. Let us help you. That's what we're here for. That's what we're getting paid the big bucks for. So, but no, it's something that we really hold high values with. So we want to make sure the veterans have all the knowledge that they can.
Right.
So,
and there are a lot of great services out there to the veterans too. They just got to reach out.
For WAP is North Dakota. However, you know, North Dakota, they have their benefits for veteran, just like, you know, Wilkin is in Minnesota, and Minnesota has their benefits for veterans. So the, you know, combined with the states, they all have great services.
Right.
So veterans, though, you gotta come out and get to know me and everything that we have to offer. And that's something that we're looking forward to.
Right. Is confidentiality an issue with a lot of veterans? Like, you know, I don't want that, you know, it's a personal thing, especially with the mental health.
Exactly.
Stuff.
That's a taboo that I'm really striving to, you know, knock down, just because it does affect a lot of veterans, not included, just the whole general population.
Right.
That's something that I'm really, that's something that I really have a whole lot of weight with. And I do think, though, that it's especially Vietnam veterans. I think it's just, you know, they're raised by the traditionalist generation. And so they kind of just learn to kind of keep everything within. So don't do that. I mean, there's help out there. So there's always, it doesn't matter how old you are, there's always more time to better yourself and just learn how to cope with things. So
not suffering in silence.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Good stuff. And folks, you missed any of our conversation it will be up in our podcast early this afternoon. Jeremy, anything else you want to add before we wrap it?
I do want to give an update. So here forward, I'm going to be in Traverse County an additional day every other Friday. I'll post my at new hours on the Wilkin County website. So that is something that's already had started. So I just want to let veterans know in case you do try to come over there. Depending on a certain Friday, I may not be there, so I don't want to let anybody down. So I'll update those hours and let everybody know for the
Fantastic.
Future. So
Jeremy, great to have you in here. I appreciate it, and always an open door for you and Veteran Services.
Appreciate it.
As this thing unfolds, keep us up to date. We're talking Wilkin, Traverse County Veteran Services with Jeremy here. It's 9:26, the voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. You got a cloudy sky right now, 70 degrees. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Well, getting underway as we speak this morning in Noblesville, Indiana, and also Grand Island, Nebraska, is the Pro Farmers Annual Crop Tour. It's year number 33 for providing the industry with accurate late-season growing information about likely corn and soybeans.